Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, in the NFL Week 1 game preview between the New York Giants and the Tennessee Titans. So, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast. Clips to it every single day. Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your podcast listening needs. It's here. The NFL is finally here. We get to talk some games now. It is going to be a good one here. The Titans and the Giants. Let's talk about these New York Giants first and what we can expect from them this upcoming year and against this game against the Tennessee Titans. Look at some of the injuries first. Some guys who are currently questionable at the time of this recording. It might change before the game plays, but at the moment, this is who is questionable for the game. Jahad Ward, Azeez Ojulari, Kayvon Thibodeau, and also Tyrod Taylor and Kadarius Toney, just to name a few. We'll see how those guys can play. I'm expecting a lot of them to suit up, but it remains to be seen. You never know. Could get better, could get worse. As for the Titans, their injuries real quick before we get into just who the players are and whatnot. They have a few injuries for their team. They got Harold Landry, Tommy Hudson, Racy McMath, and Alani Johnson as well. So a few guys who were out, so we'll see what they can be up to. As for this team, man, let's talk about these Giants. The New York Giants are still going through it, man. They're still going through it. Daniel Jones is expected to get a little bit better, hopefully, this season. Brand new coach with Brian Daboll. Hopefully, Jones can get it turned around. Saquon Barkley also. Can he remain healthy? That's the big question. Receiving core, you got Kenny Galladay, who's been, kind of underperforming. Let's be real here. Kadarius Toney, he didn't get a lot of love last year either. Wandale Robinson's a nice piece, but I'm not really loving this receiving core at the moment. As for the Titans, you got Daniel Bellinger, who's right now the starter. And as for this team on defense, like I said, Ojulari, we'll see if he plays. He's a good piece. I like him. Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, who just got his contract converted, I think. He got a little bit of money. Kayvon Thibodeau, we all know the big man on campus, the top first-round pick this past year. There's have Tate Crowder, Adoree Jackson, Julian Love, Xavier McKinney, and Aaron Robinson, just to name a few more guys on this team. And, I'm not really feeling too much love right now from this Giants team. They still got a few more kinks to work out, and I just don't know if they're quite ready yet for this behemoth with these Tennessee Titans. And we know Titans last year had a really good season. 12-5 overall, couldn't quite get to the Super Bowl, but I think as long as they can remain healthy, as long as things are going good, I think they have a good chance. I mean, they're in that short window of opportunity where they can really do some damage on the NFL and make a potential deep playoff run. So we'll see what they can do this upcoming week. Looking at this team, of course, your quarterback is going to be no other than Ryan Tannehill, the experienced veteran behind center once again. Behind him, of course, we all know is Malik Willis, who looked good in the preseason. So if Tannehill, maybe if he doesn't have a great year, maybe Malik Willis could slide in. You never know. Just throwing out some scenarios out there for the people. Running back, I mean, it's no one special. Just Derrick Henry. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a very good player. The king, all right? And I think he's going to have a great year, man. As long as those legs can stay healthy, those tree trunk legs, as long as he can keep running through defenders, I mean, I expect him to have another great season. The wide receiving core, you got Robert Woods, who they picked up from the Super Bowl champs, right, with the Rams. Treylon Burks, who they drafted. Of course, we all know on draft night what happened with that when they got rid of A.J. Brown for Treylon Burks, pretty much. Also, you have Kyle Phillips and Cody Hollister right there behind him with Nick Westbrook Akine as well. Tight end Austin Hooper. And then on your defense, you got a pretty good system here with Jeffrey Simmons, Tart Walker, Danico Autry, Cunningham, Bud Dupree, Roger McCreary, Amani Hooker, Kevin Byard, Christian Fulton, and a pretty good team all around, man. I think that the Titans are going to have a good season. I think they're going to have a pretty good win overall week one. So I'm going to go with a final score for this one, man. I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans, getting a bit of a blowout in this one. I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans 40 and the New York Giants 21. I think the Titans team is too good, and I just don't think that the Giants are there quite yet. Like I said, I got Tennessee winning big 40-21. But I want to hear your comments. Who's going to win this game, and who is going to be the MVP of this ball game? Who's going to have a breakout performance? We'd love to talk with you and interact in the comments. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Once again, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check our clips for show on Instagram at 100 Football and our podcast. Listen to it every single day. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We have amazing episodes with legends interviews, draft content, game previews, team previews, and so, so much more. Just go over there and check us out. We won't disappoint. And if we haven't covered a topic, whether it's potentially a game or if it's a certain player you want to talk about, please put in the comments. We see all of your comments on all social media, and we enjoy all of them, and we take them into consideration, and we will put your recommendation into a video in an upcoming schedule. So once again, we thank you all for the continued support of our channel. We've been doing great. We just passed over 700 subscribers on YouTube. So thank you all so much for subscribing. It means the world to us. And hey, we're on the road to 1,000 now. So thank you all so much once again. I've been your host, Logan Landis. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football. Enjoy some NFL football. Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, finally, we're doing an NFL Week 1 game preview between the Minnesota Fighting Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. So, if you enjoy this video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, we check out our podcast available every single day. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Over 1,000 episodes on all those platforms. Go over there, check us out, leave a review, leave a comment. We want to hear your prediction for this game. And also, if you enjoyed any of our other videos, just comment on that as well, and we will respond to you because we love you, the fans here on the show. Hey, let's get into this one, man. Happy the NFL is back. College just came back not too long ago, and now we get the big leagues, the National Football League, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, the North. This is going to be a great, great matchup. But let's talk about these Packers first. We all know last year was a good year. Didn't end the way they wanted it to, but they are coming back with a vengeance. Of course, we all know Aaron Rodgers is going to do his thing. I'm not worried about that guy at all. What I am worried about is that wide receiving core, like everyone else has been talking about. You lost Davante Adams. You lost MVS. Now you got Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins, Alan Lazard, and your two guys you drafted, Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson, to help you out, along with a few other players as well. Is that receiving core going to be able to hold up throughout the entire year? It remains to be seen. This is going to be a good test week one to see how they can do against this Vikings defense. Of course, running backs, we all know they got Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I think they're going to be getting more workload this year than years previous, only because the receiving core is not as strong. So watch out for them to have a big day potentially. And as for the defense, I think the defense is going to be the real catalyst for this team to really help out. We all know they drafted Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Tariq Carpenter, and a few other gentlemen as well. But they have a good roster overall, right? They got Dean Lowry, Kenny Clark, Jerron Reed, Preston Smith, Devondre Campbell as well. Rashawn Gary's a nice player. Jair Alexander at the corner slot making things work. And the safeties, you got Darnell Savage, Eric Stokes, Rasul Douglas. I mean, this is a nice team on paper. It's just, can they make it work, right? We all know that head coach Matt LaFleur is under a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot of pressure to get this team not just to the Super Bowl, really, but to win a Super Bowl. I mean, we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be playing for too much longer. And, I mean, we know he signed that big contract, big money. He's putting all of his chips in. He's going all in. He wants another Super Bowl. Can he get it? Well, it remains to be seen. But that is how this Packers team is shaping up. Let's move on over to the Vikings, who have had a lot of people have been talking about the Vikings this offseason, and for good reason. This team has had a complete overhaul, did a complete 180, and it is looking like a brand new system all in all. We all know they got a brand new GM, they got a brand new head coach, and Kevin O'Connell is going to be trying out his first NFL game as a head coach. And as long as this team stays healthy, that's all I've been saying since this team's been put together. As long as they can stay healthy, I think they have a legitimate chance to win the NFC North when it's all said and done. But looking at this team, you know, Adam Thielen looking good. Justin Jefferson's a great young player. KJ Osborne right there with Jalen Naylor to help out. And this team is looking good, right? Kirk Cousins is, I think, kind of disrespected. I can see why people don't like him, but he has a lot of good qualities as well. Of course, you have your amazing running back in Dalvin Cook right there to help out with the team. And as for the defense, this is a team who has a lot of veterans, a lot of potential to do something well this year. I mean, you got great players, right? You got Eric Kendricks. You got Danielle Hunter, who's going to hopefully be able to be healthy and help out this team. Patrick Peterson, the vet, Harrison Smith as well. Cam Dantzler and a lot of other players. Darius Smith, Dalvin Thompson, Harrison Phillips. The list goes on and on. This is a good team. This is a good team, I think the Vikings are. And as long as people can remain healthy, that is the huge key for me. That I think they legit have a chance to win this division and to really get things going. So this is going to be a tough matchup. It's going to be a great ball game. Week one in this season for both these teams. It's going to be interesting because this, I think, can help determine for me, maybe for a lot of fans out there, who is going to potentially win this division, because these are the two guys, these are the two teams who are going to be battling it out at the end of the season for that final spot to win that division. And I'm going to go with a final score in this one with the Vikings 24, the Vikings 27 and the Packers 24. A field goal decides this ball game. I think this is going to be a close game. This is really a toss-up. This is a very close game between two pretty even competitors. I think Rodgers is going to have a good day. I think the backups, I think the running backs for the Packers have to show up. And as for the Vikings, man, I think Kirk Cousins just needs to have a solid day, limit the turnovers, hand the ball off to Dalvin Cook, give Jefferson the ball as much as you possibly can, and just have the defense work its way out. And I think it's going to be a great ball game. Like I said, Vikings 27, Packers 24 is my final score for this one. But I want to hear your comments. Who's going to win this first matchup here between these two bitter rivals in the NFC North? You have the Packers, you have the Vikings.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Also, put your final score in there. We'd love to hear it in our comment section on Facebook, on YouTube. Also, please go check out our podcast. You can listen to it every single day. Facebook or on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you enjoy listening to podcasts. Once again, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. NFL is finally back, everyone. Go enjoy it. Watch it with your friends, your family. This is going to be a great game. Like I said, this is going to be played on September the 11th on a Sunday. So enjoy it, and I can't wait to watch this one, see who's going to get that first taste of victory, right? 4:25 p.m. Eastern is when this one's going to kick off. So I'm going to watch it. And, hey, enjoy some football, everyone. We'll talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.